Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 16th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Now it's Monday again.
Hope you all survived the weekend after Security Friday. Also with me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's happening?
Glad to have you here. Now, Andrew, I'd like to start with you. And you wrote up an article about something called matter. And it's not happening anytime soon.
Anytime soon, yes. So I first wrote this a couple years ago, I think. I have a couple of articles open.
Yeah.
So this, it's called Matter Now. It used to be called Connected Home Over IP or CHIP. And it's meant to be this open source, like open standard for smart home devices. There are a bunch of companies who are partnering together to create it and build it into their products, which includes Amazon, Apple, Google, and what are they called now? The Connectivity Standards Alliance, formerly known as the Zigbee Alliance.
Yeah. So let's back up a second. So Zigbee and Z-Wave were sort of the first stabs at being able to create smart home / home automation devices. And it was very much a VHS Betamax sort of a thing. Ask your parents. And you kind of had to pick one or the other. And those who were particularly forward thinking said, like, we'll sell you something that will do either one, or like a smart home hub that will communicate with all of those devices so that you can have it all in one place. And those things have sort of, they've sort of become obsolete over time. Like, you can still use them, but if you're getting into smart home stuff now, you're not necessarily having to go like, do I get a Zigbee thing or do I get a Z-Wave thing? Like, there's a lot of easier ways to do that. And that's part of what Matter was trying to solve, right?
Yes. So let's see. The page that I'm looking at right now says the project wants to build a new standard using IP, which is the protocol that the internet uses. IP yeah. protocol or internet protocol.
Everything else. Internet protocol. Yeah. IP address. IPv6 mm-hmm. is another kind of IP address. We talk about them a lot. Mm. So, yeah.
And yeah.
It's not just the internet. It's also pretty much everything in your home network.
Yeah, any sort of network device has probably got some sort of IP address. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Matter is, it sounds like it's a really exciting project because from what I understand, they want to have this protocol work across like all smart home devices so that if you have an Amazon Alexa or a HomePod Mini or a Google Home all in the same household, Matter is a protocol that would let them, even though they're from different companies, Matter would let them talk to each other.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a thing that's going to make it so that, yeah, whatever assistant it is that you prefer, or if you have several assistants, then it won't matter because you can tell any of them to turn on the lights or whatever, and it should just work, as they say. But We're not getting that from Matter soon, are we?
Right. So the most recent news is that the original timeline, they wanted to have this first Matter certified hardware appear by the end of this year. But the CEO of the Connectivity Standard Alliance wrote a blog post saying a bunch of things, but they are delaying the rollout until 2022.
Okay.
And another website, I don't know who said this. So it sounds like the delay is caused by, number one, it's just a really hard protocol to create, it sounds like. The other part of it is that there's a whole bunch of companies involved in this. I think this website said about 200 companies.
Yeah.
All trying to work together, like, you know, trying to control a herd of cats, probably.
Yes.
And then, of course, finally, we are still in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think they specifically mentioned this new infectious Delta variant that was causing these new problems with, delays and people having to remote work, things like that.
Because that's going to turn into, it's harder to manufacture when people can't stand next to each other on an assembly line. And when nobody can all get in the same room together, sometimes it's harder to get some of those things decided or, what have you. So, yeah, I can see where that would definitely put a crimp in someone's style. Now, the bad news is the official Matter certified stuff is not coming soon. But the good news is you can get stuff that will be compatible with Matter things right now, right?
Yes. So there's this other protocol called Thread. It sounds like it will be part of Matter as some kind of extra layer in it or on top of it. So the blog post that I have open right now is from Eve Systems. They have their own smart home devices working with HomeKit, so they know what they're talking about.
Yes.
So they say Thread is based on IPv6, and it's a mesh-based protocol, so you don't have to buy a kind of a smart home bridge or a central hub to control all your other devices.
Right.
One thing they say that I think is just interesting is that it has the ability to self-heal. So they say if one node or accessory in your Thread network becomes unavailable, the data packets will select an alternative row automatically, and the network simply continues to work.
Now, Jeff, this is something you've done a little reading about and research into.
I've been playing around with smart home automation since about 2015, and in the past few months, I've really started to dive more into it. And it's what really interests me about Matter is that just since May, they've seen 20 more companies sign on and roughly 300 individual programmers and testers come on board. They were at 180 companies worldwide and 1,700 individuals participating in this open source specification and protocol, and they've jumped to 202,000 in just a few months.
Okay.
So even though the pandemic may be slowing down the certification, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a good thing because you're going to see support for Matter from really all of the heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
You're finally going to have where it doesn't matter if your personal assistant of choice is the A lady or the S lady. They'll both talk to Matter.
Yeah.
If you've got a Yale smart lock on your house, it will talk to Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Google Nest will talk to Matter. Google Nest is already committed to supporting Thread.
Yeah.
But it's going to go a step further.
Yeah. Now, and that's part of what's kind of interesting about this. Like, I know we've talked about it before because one of the things that we... one of the things we discussed here when the HomePod was the original HomePod was discontinued was that my own theory about this is that because part of what makes Thread work is hardware, they've added Thread hardware. They're like radios, basically sort of like a Wi-Fi, antenna, sort of, so to speak. Thread hardware is built into the HomePod Mini. And so I think they just didn't want to go back and reverse engineer the HomePod. And so, like, you just buy a mini. And that's a part of why you can use a HomePod mini as a HomeKit resident hub, if that's what you want to do. So that's a nice way to get into it without having to have a specific thing that hangs on your network.
Right.
Jeff probably feels me on this. Every time you buy a new thing that's supposed to be like cool in your house, you have to download a new app and you have to find a place to put the little plastic box that they give you to hang on your network. I've quit doing that. Yeah, my tolerance for that has dropped dramatically in the last, a year.
Right. If it doesn't work with my Echo, or at least just an app on my iPhone that I can then create a shortcut for.
Yeah.
I don't bother with it.
Yeah. So that's one of the nice things about if you're using stuff that's Thread or Matter eventually, is that Thread is going to work with all that stuff. And, you know, what you need right now, like for all of the Thread things to work, is a 4K Apple TV or HomeKit, or HomeKit over Thread, which is built into the HomePod Mini. And one of the nice things about all of this is, Andrew, like you said, it's a self-healing network. But what makes it self-healing is that it's a mesh network. So you've heard Dave and I talk about mesh network setups so that you can have a mesh network set up in your house. And a mesh network is basically a thing where each item on the network, each of those things is both its own device, but also able to sort of extend the network, right, you know, to that device. So if you put something, you know, kind of a distance away from the router, and then you put something else even further away from the router, it doesn't have to talk to the router. It just has to be able to talk to the device that's, you know, in between it and the router. And yeah, it becomes its own network. So then if one of those things falls over, like the rest of it just sort of routes around the damage, which is really nice. It's the self-healing piece of it being smart enough to make that happen is super duper handy. And if you are a person who lives in a house with a weird wall through the middle that's screwing with your Wi-Fi or any of that sort of stuff, you know, the kind of thing I'm talking about here. So it's super convenient. Like I said, you don't have to have an extra thing for it either, which is also super duper nice.
Yeah. Well, and if you've ever set up a smart home system using some of the old standards, you'll remember that every time you want to set up a new light bulb, for example, you have to have it within a specific range of your smart home hub, which just isn't practical if you're in a large house.
Right. Or now, or any number of other things, like when the you know, if the network is weird, or you want to put it you know, on a different floor than where your router is or whatever, like that kind of stuff is all super frustrating.
It turns into a hot mess
quickly.
Oh yeah, real fast.
Yeah.
And the fact that these devices can act as both, you know, a smart home device and a range extender for other smart home devices is just, I mean, it's a game changer, or it will be once it's fully implemented.
Yeah. And one of the nice things about, like I said, one of the nice things about this is that you don't have to have a specific device to be the router or anything like that. Like if you just want a HomePod Mini or an Apple TV 4K, you can get one of those and you get this additional functionality of it for free. So as long as you set that thing up in the Home app on your phone, then you're ready to go. And that's part of what's going to be nice about all of this is that it's going to get pretty agnostic as far as networking goes. So it hopefully it will end up being a lot like Wi-Fi, right? Where it doesn't matter what the router is that you have at your house that gives you Wi-Fi everywhere. What matters is, do you have something that can connect to the Wi-Fi or not?
Right.
And it, you know, oh, I have this kind of router, so I can only buy that kind of equipment, like, is not a concern in this day and age. And so having the smart home stuff do the same thing is going to be super duper handy someday. Right now, like I said, you can do a lot of that with Thread. I know Eve Technology is one place that does that. They make a lot of smart home products. If you don't know a lot about them, they have some different like light switches and motion sensors and things that you can get, some smart outlets. I think they have a power strip that you can get as well. They have like an air, I know they have an air quality monitor. I know a couple of people who use those. They have some alarm sensor sorts of stuff, like wireless sensors that you can hook up to your alarm system, and the water leak detector and a smoke detector and those sorts of things. So they have some interesting smart home stuff there, and it's all going to run on Thread and HomeKit over Thread, which is also going to be nice because, like, if you do want HomeKit devices, you can use those. That's going to be good. And I think watching this evolve over time is going to be interesting. And part of what I'm looking forward to is having it all sort of settle down and have everybody on the same team, sort of like having everybody go, yeah, Wi-Fi is a good idea, we should all just work with that and not have it be you know, oh, I can't have this DVD player because it won't get on the internet at my house because I have a Netgear router instead of a Asus router or whatever. So it'll be nice when you can just buy stuff and take it home and set it up and have it all just work. Which actually happened at my house, what? I'm going to point out.
No.
With HomeKit. I know. Are you sitting down? We bought a new television at my house, and on one of the screens, some of them were irritating, and I was able to turn off like most of the nonsense. Not all of the nonsense, but most of the nonsense. And at one point it said, you can set this up with HomeKit if you want to. And I'm like, you say that, but yeah, it's good to want things was kind of my stance.
Let's see how this works out.
Yeah. So I sat down and went, well, I know what you're telling me, but I'm not sure I believe you. And I opened up the HomeKit app on my phone and it went, hi, I see a TV in your network. Do you want to set it up? I went, okay. And it said, okay, you can, here's the TV. Like, where's it at? You know, just like any other HomeKit accessory setup. It's like, what room is it in? Okay, here's where it is. And it was like, okay, we've set it up. What do you want to call it? Television? So I did. And then it was like, here you go. Okay, so then I'm like, I feel like this is too good to be true, given my previous HomeKit experience. So I'm like, hey, lady, turn off the TV. And it turned off. And I'm like, that was an accident. Hey, lady, turn on the TV, and it turned back on. And I'm like, this is what I was promised like 9 years ago when I started setting this stuff up in the first place. And now it's actually happening. So it was an LG TV for those playing along at home. And it actually just worked. And it does have AirPlay on it, so I can go straight to the TV if I want to, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was. But like, imagine my surprise. The thing that's been supposed to happen all this time finally happened at my house was very trippy. So,
can it skip commercials for you?
It cannot, but I have TiVo. So I've got the TiVo muscle memory down pretty good. I know how to get through most of that for the things I do watch that are on broadcast television. This is what I've been promised all along, and it actually worked for, I think, the first time ever. So that was pretty nice.
That's awesome.
Like I said, imagine my surprise. And I, oh my God, got Mr. Kelly. Like, watch this. You know, he's like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I just set it up and it was fine. And like, it was a very, very weird experience to be that smooth and boring. We'll see how long that continues. Because like you said, it doesn't take long for it to all come apart in spectacular fashion, which is basically what I'm waiting for now. Where the gotcha is in this, but we'll see. So, if you have questions about smart home stuff, if you want to know the stuff we're using or the stuff we like, let us know. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, at TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. We will have links to these things available for you over in the show notes, and let us know. And with that, we're going to go ahead and call it for today. Jeff, thanks so much for coming by.
No, thanks for having me.
And Andrew, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on a smart episode.
We finally had one. No, I'm kidding. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.